So, welcome to the closing talk. It's a little bit different this year. So let's look back at last year. It seems somewhat alien to see. cool, the bot telling me it's starting shortly, but whatever. So this is how it looked last year, and it looked quite weird, or it looks quite weird to us these days, I guess. Of course, we need to socially distance, which means we're pretty much alone, which in some cases maybe is a good thing. But no matter if you do this in the normal way or in interesting ways, the last year was shit. Like absolute shit. Last year, before we did this, we did talk a lot about this new virus and we were uncertain what would happen last year. I even packed one of those FFP3 masks, one N99 for the US folks, and brought as many small hand disinfectant bottles with me as the local pharmacy would sell me to distribute to other people, staff, friends. It was even like several times over the allowed amount, and the lady at the security just looked at it and was like flying to China. So yeah, it feels different and looking back, it's totally weird. Day before yesterday, a year ago, I had come home from Brussels. Yesterday, a year ago, I made the choice to severely reduce social interactions, not visit my parents. Make any human interaction a deliberate choice until we knew what would happen. Since then, I've touched my parents three times with full isolation beforehand, testing all the bells and whistles. And this is after several years of constant stress, year before that of burnout, depression, acute loss of hearing. So from full burnout into a month of illness, 2 weeks of Stockholm and Brussels, and right into isolation. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm still one of the most privileged people in this pandemic worldwide. I still have a well-paying job. I can work from home. None of my immediate friends and family got infected. I will most likely be vaccinated within the next 6 to 8 months. That's more than most others have. And now we have a remote foster. If there's one conference which lives from the hallway track, it's foster. And it's remote. The conference that is famous for filling every nook and cranny with people for this adrenaline rush of 2.5 days of beer, tech, sometimes questionable food, cold, icy streets, and rain. The weekend in which some of you probably walked the most in all year. The most tiring weekend of all year for all Fostum staff. The weekend where you can meet your online friends from all over the world once a year. They can randomly walk into someone who you haven't seen for half a decade or more. Gone. It's virtual. Because that virus does not care. It does not negotiate. Just like the climate catastrophe does not negotiate. But you've heard most of this before. So the question is, why am I talking about all this? Well, I did a lot of thinking. Some of my own free will, but most of it was forced upon me by outside circumstances. First of all, I found that there is no shame in talking about weakness. If anything, it takes the stigma away. Second, that a lot of you and a lot of the ones you cherish and love are in a bad spot. And it's okay to show that weakness, to talk about it. If anything, it takes the stigma away. And that unless you start reaching out to people, they may not talk, maybe not even realize in what deep of a hole they are. I recently and more or less randomly video called an old friend of mine. We haven't spoken in like not face to face in ages, and they were in a bad spot. By all external measures, they live an outstandingly stellar and successful life. They're at a level of power, recognition, and income most of us can only dream about. And yet, they were in a really bad spot. And after our call, they might not have been good. But they were better. So, in short, the thing which I want to say is hug and reach out to those you cannot hug. And yes, it's vain to talk about the rest, but there's other aspects to all of this as well. It was a smaller conference, as is probably obvious to most anyone who was involved with any online thing, because it's just not the same, especially with FOSDEM. But still, we had quite a few events, roughly 200 less than last year. We have it down to the second exact number of pre-recorded content, obviously. It was a beast of a number of speakers, and the peak of concurrent users was 11.5K, which is quite decent, especially for an online conference. Thanking the sponsors, yes, we haven't been at ULB this year, but without all those 20 years before, and next year, FOSDEM would not happen. So ULB is still one of the most important sponsors for us. We have our recurring cornerstone sponsors of Google and Red Hat. And I just realized I'm not waiting for this round of applause, but that's kind of natural in virtual. But that, yeah. Anyway, we have the main sponsors. And we have still a lot of volunteers. Not as many as we had last year, for the simple reason that A, we don't need that many, and B, a lot of those people have been covering a lot more shifts than they would have been able to if it was in person. But also a lot of functions obviously weren't quite used, of course, obvious. We also had new volunteers. We had the Matrix people who made all of this happen. We have the people who made our t-shirt shop run, so we actually can sell you t-shirts and you can wear those, same as I do, even if you can't see. And we have the staff. And we have you. Once again, as always, please give feedback. Every talk on the website has a feedback link. We also have the feedback email address, which you are more than welcome to send email to, so it's not only spam. And while we had some issues, we now have that t-shirt shop again. We will not run out of shirts because we can print them as many as people want them. So we decided to keep that thing up for another week because it doesn't matter anyway, for more reasons than one. And we really, really, really hope that we'll be able to see you next year in person. And if not, but hopefully. And until then, again, reach out to all the people you love and cherish and talk to them. It really helps. Thank you.